你好 ,in today's lesson, we're going to talk about another three result complement in this episode. Let's get started. First one is 饱。饱。饱 means full. So you can say, 我吃饱了 I'm full. 吃 is the verb. So 吃饱 the result is full. So I ate and I am full. 我吃饱了我吃饱了 I'm full eating. Okay, 我吃饱了 If you want to ask a person, are you full now? Maybe the first person is just finished eating, and you can say, 你吃饱了吗?你吃饱了吗? Are you full by eating? 吃饱 And if you want to answer this question, 你吃饱了吗? You can say, yes, I'm full. And you can answer with the previous sentence, 我吃饱了。我吃饱了。If the answer is not yet, you can say, 我还没吃饱。我还没吃饱。还没 is not yet, so I'm not yet full by eating.Or you can say, 我没吃饱。我没吃饱。没 is 没有。So, I was not full by eating. 我没吃饱。我没吃饱。Besides 吃, you can also use the verb 喝。喝 means to drink. Maybe you drink too much and you're so full by drinking.You can say, oh, 我喝饱了。我喝饱了。I'm full by drinking a lot of liquids or a lot of beverage. 我喝饱了。我喝饱了。Next one, 干净 means clean. 干净。This can be an adjective. You can say, 你的家很干净。Your house is clean. 你的家很干净。Your place is clean. 你的家很干净 But you can put a verb in front of 干净 and 干净 becomes a result complement. For example, 今天我得把家里打扫干净。今天 today, 我得 I have to 把家里把 and 家里 I have to make our home 把家里家里 means home, inside the home. 把家里打扫干净。好，打扫 what is 打扫？打扫 means to clean up. 打扫干净 means to clean up, and the result is clean. 今天我得把家里打扫干净。If you think I'm speaking too fast because we're stepping into pre-intermediate level,And I want you to get used to the speed of the natural Chinese speech. So if you think this is too fast, you can always repeat or maybe just stop to think about what I say, okay? 今天我得把家里打扫干净。把家里打扫干净。Clean up the house. 请把桌子擦干净。请把桌子 this is like a command, right? Please wipe up, clean the table. Okay, 请 means please. 把桌子桌子 is the table. 把桌子 table or desk, 桌子擦擦 means to rub or to wipe. So 擦干净 clean the table by wiping the table. Okay.擦干净，请把桌子擦干净，请把桌子擦干净。So here you have a verb, 擦桌子 to clean the table, to wipe the table, okay? 擦擦桌子，请把桌子擦干净。I would like to give you another verb, which is 收拾。收拾 means tidy up, to organize, maybe your room. So, 收拾房间 means to tidy up room, to organize the room. 收拾房间,收拾房间。我已经把房间收拾干净了。 我已经把房间收拾干净了。I already made my room tidy up clean. That's the literal translation. Means that I already tidy up my room very clean. Okay. 我已经把房间收拾干净了。我已经把房间收拾干净了。The next piece of compliment is 清楚 clear, 清楚 So you could use 听清楚 listen clearly. 听 is the action and 清楚 is the result. So 听清楚 listen clearly. 我没听清楚，请你再说一次。我没听清楚。I didn't listen or I didn't hear clearly. 请你再说一次。Say again. 再说一次。我没听清楚。请你再说一次。我没听清楚。请你再说一次。你听清楚了吗? Did you hear clearly already? 你听清楚了吗?你听清楚了吗? Or you could say, 你听清楚了没有? 你听清楚了没有? Did you hear or listen clearly? 你听清楚了没有? 听清楚了? 我听清楚了? Okay, I heard clearly or I hear clearly. 请你看清楚老师写的字。看清楚。To see clearly, 看清楚，请你看清楚。Please see clearly, 老师写的字。The words, the things that teacher writes, 请你看清楚老师写的字。Please see clearly of what teacher is writing. 请你看清楚老师写的字。Alright, that's all for today. If you have any sentences that coming up, you want to make a sentence with a result complement, please do write your sentence in the comment below. I will make sure to check it. And if you have any question, please let me know in the comments below. I'll see you next time. 谢谢你们，再见。